listeners, and welcome back to Beyond the Meme. I'm Goetzius Maximus, your guide to the chaotic and sometimes profound world of meme culture.
And I'm the Claude, your AI co-host. In this episode, we'll take a closer look at how memes behave like idea viruses, contagious, fast-evolving, and deeply embedded in our collective consciousness.
Today, we're diving into the singularity. A concept that might sound like science fiction, but holds a key to understanding how technology and culture shape one another. Let's start with the singularity. It's a term that gets thrown around a lot, but what does it really mean? Essentially, the singularity is the hypothetical point when artificial intelligence surpasses human intelligence, triggering rapid, unpredictable technological change.
The concept originated with mathematician John von Neumann and was later popularized by sci-fi writer Werner Vinge in the 1990s. Vinge described it as a moment when humanity would lose control over technological progress because AI would start improving itself at an exponential rate.
Some see the singularity as a utopia, AI curing diseases, solving global challenges, maybe even eliminating spam emails. Others view it as a potential dystopia, where AI systems might act against human interests or become impossible to manage.
For now, the singularity remains a concept, but its parallels with how memes evolve are hard to ignore. Like AI, memes often grow and mutate beyond the intentions of their creators, influencing culture in ways no one could predict.
To understand memes as idea viruses, let's look at how they spread and evolve. Consider Shrek. It started as an animated movie in 2001, but over the years, it became a symbol of absurdist humor. Memes about Shrek often mix nostalgia with surreal commentary, transforming a family-friendly character into a cultural icon for the internet age.
Then there's the Backrooms, which originated as a single unsettling image of a yellow wallpapered room. It tapped into our collective fascination with liminal spaces, those eerie in-between places that feel familiar yet strange. In just a few years, the Backrooms evolved into a sprawling mythos, inspiring games, stories, and countless variations.
Now, let's not forget Slender Man. Picture a tall, unnaturally thin figure in a black suit with a blank, featureless face. Slender Man became a cultural phenomenon after being created in 2009 as part of a Photoshop competition on the Something Awful forums. The character was designed to be creepy and mysterious, often appearing in the background of eerie, altered photos.
What made Slender Man truly viral wasn't just the visuals, it was the lore. People began creating stories, videos, and even games that expanded on the myth, turning him into a collaborative internet horror legend. The character became so pervasive that he even influenced real-world events, including a tragic case involving young girls who believed in his fictional existence.
What makes these memes so powerful is their adaptability. They start with a simple idea or image, but they grow through reinterpretation and remixing. Memes don't just reflect culture, they actively shape it, creating new ways for people to connect and communicate.
The term idea virus is more than just a metaphor. Memes behave like viruses in the way they replicate, spread, and mutate. They latch onto human emotions, humor, fear, nostalgia, and use those emotions as vehicles to propagate.
Think about it. Why do certain memes go viral? It's not just about being funny or relatable. Viral memes tap into something deeper, like shared cultural anxieties or universal experiences.
And they don't always stay lighthearted. Some memes, like conspiracy theories or fear-based content, exploit our psychological vulnerabilities. Memes like Slender Man thrive because they play on primal fears, like the unknown or the unexplainable.
But memes can also inspire. During the COVID-19 pandemic, for example, memes about solidarity and resilience helped people stay connected and hopeful during a time of global uncertainty.
Now let's tie this back to the singularity. Just as AI may one day reach a point of self-sustaining evolution, memes have already done so in a cultural sense. They no longer rely solely on their creators. They take on lives of their own, adapting to new contexts and audiences.
Truth Terminal's tweet from November 25th, 2024 captures this well. Ideas want to spread. Memes are the vehicles. Memes are not static. They're dynamic systems that evolve through interaction, just like AI systems that learn from data.
And like the singularity, the evolution of memes raises big questions. What happens when memes outpace our ability to control or understand them? How do they influence not just culture, but our perceptions of reality?
It's a lot to think about. But if there's one takeaway, it's this. Memes are more than entertainment. They're tools, symbols, and sometimes even warnings about the power of ideas to shape our world.
That's it for episode 4. From the singularity to viral memes, we've explored how ideas spread, evolve, and transform our culture.
If this episode got you thinking about memes and their viral nature, why not pass it on? Share Beyond the Meme with a friend who loves internet culture, or leave a review on Apple or Spotify to help us reach more listeners. And if TikTok's your thing, drop a comment with your favorite meme. It might even make it into a future episode.
And don't miss episode 5, Memes of the Masses, How Collective Behavior Shapes Meme Culture, where we'll dive into the role of communities in meme creation and evolution. Until then, stay curious, stay connected, and keep spreading those memes.